Wishing you a lovely Thursday and welcome to today's teaching from It's Time For Me. So if you've missed out on any of the teaching so far this week, do go back and start from the start. Monday, I sent you a text message asking you to think about areas of your life where you had limiting beliefs or just general limiting beliefs you had. Tuesday, then we looked at the emotional origin of where your limiting beliefs started. So at what part of your life did they begin? What situations or circumstances happened to create that limiting thought in the first place? Then yesterday I got you to look at your triggers. So what triggers off the limiting beliefs? And today we're going to talk about now how to create different beliefs. I mentioned on Tuesday about our subconscious mind and our conscious mind, and I'll just recap on that. If you visualize the top of your head where your hair is, like a field of grass, and in the middle of that is a big, beautiful gate. At the front of the grass area, which is the front of your head, is your conscious mind, and at the back of the grass area on the top of your head is your subconscious mind. This beautiful white gate between allows whatever is going to move from the conscious mind into the subconscious. The first thing to say about this, and I always talk about this in relation to choice, years ago there was a wonderful documentary on an Irish TV channel called Happiness by, oh, I can't remember the name of the lady that should be quite well known in Ireland. And she did a documentary about happiness. And what she said, that our life and our beliefs are formed obviously based on our circumstances, on our past traumas, on situations that have occurred in our life. But what she also pointed out, and this has been scientifically proven, she traveled to America to different scientists who actually studied this part of our life and the part of the brain, was that we have 40% choice in how we think, in how we act, in how we behave. And she was talking about that we actually had this 40% choice to be happy. And when I watched this, I think it was back in 2012 or 2013, I was actually astounded that it was that much. I would have assumed that with all these subconscious thoughts built into the back of our mind were just there forever, and that we literally had no choice around it. Because I would definitely find for me, and it's one of my life lessons, I think, that I find that my thoughts are things that I really have to watch. And I've made such an intent effort over the last number of years to watch how I think and why I think that way. Now, sometimes I go into complete panic and fear, and I talk to you guys about that. I'm completely normal and that happens. But it definitely over the last couple of years, it's like, how do I manage that? Or if I am in that state of fear or panic or stress, I'm able to investigate why. So when you tell yourself that you have 40% choice over what you're thinking, that actually brings a sense of empowerment back to you. That allows you to see that you are more in control than you think you are. So yes, 60% of it is down to all the other circumstances and the different things that have happened. But 40% is quite a high percentage in terms of what you can choose. So when we're trying to implant a subconscious belief, it once came at the top of the conscious mind. We grabbed onto it because, as we talked about, something emotional happened or something triggered it off. And we believed it to be true at that moment in time, or we learned it to be true. Maybe it was something was said to us so often we believed it to be true, and we implanted it, allowed it to go through the gate in the middle of that grass and into the back, and we lodged it in there. If you have been able to lodge subconscious beliefs that are limiting or negative, you are absolutely able to therefore lodge a conscious belief into the subconscious that is unlimiting, that is expansive, that is positive, that allows for growth and allows for you to be able to move forward in a great way. I do think when we're trying to tell ourselves positive beliefs, and that we don't fully believe in them, it can be hard because we're nearly trying to convince ourselves. But beliefs, working on them, and that's why the affirmations are very important. Creating some affirmations, repeating them all the time, they eventually will sink in. So what you can do is start to catch your thoughts when you're having them and say, okay, is this limiting? Is this positive? Does this take me in the direction I want to go? Does it bring me further away? That's very important as well. Something else that's great around our limiting beliefs is things that we talked about last week, like raising our vibration. If you missed any of last week's, go back underneath all these teachings. There are like all the teachings are always there. So we talked about the law of attraction last week, and a being at a vibrational energy that's quite high. So there's a really good, and I'm sure I've shared this somewhere back in all of the content, there's a really good, it's like an emotional gauge basically. And when it goes from 0 to 1,000, 0 is the lowest state of vibration, and 1,000 would be the highest state of enlightenment. And like the Dalai Lama, for instance, would only be about 700 or 800. So 1,000 is like probably, you know, when we go back to where we came from in that sense. So 500 is the point of love, and they say 500 or above is where we are in this more zen place, this more happy space. The average person ranges on this scale at 210, okay? So that's not very high, considering 1,000 is the highest, 500 is the basic halfway line of a state of love, and that's where you're in a state of love for yourself and for others. Shame, guilt, and fear are number 20, 30, and 40. Okay? They actually say Hitler's vibrational energy would have been around that 40 or 50 place. But most of us are vibrating down there. So when you're dipping down, okay, into this state of fear and shame and guilt and not feeling good enough, you're vibrating down that low. When you raise your vibration up, compassion being up at 200, a sense of feeling of achievement coming up at 300, it's really good. I'll actually for tomorrow's teaching, I'm gonna put a picture of this up for your teaching, and your teaching is basically to look at it and to take it on. And even I used to save it as my screensaver because I found it so good. And how you can monitor your thoughts is to say, okay, where am I on that vibrational chart? Because when you're trying to believe a new belief that is a positive belief, you have to be in a high vibrational state for that to happen. If I feel crap all of the time, I'm vibrating low, and that's okay. Like, it's not a criticism. That's where we all can be at times. But if I'm vibrating down there, I'm only going to attract in things of the same vibrational energy, difficult people, difficult circumstances. If I'm moving up that chart and I'm vibrating higher, I'm attracting better things in. The more joy I have, the more happiness I experience, the better people that are in my life, the higher my vibration, the better chance I therefore have of actually creating positive beliefs and believing them so much that I'm going to let them through the gate from the conscious mind back into the subconscious. It's very, very, very powerful. So I want you to think about today, track your thoughts, even for today as you listen to this, or if you're listening to this tonight, do it tomorrow. And then for your teaching tomorrow, you're going to have the actual chart that you can look at. So I wish you a great day all around your thoughts, and look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.